Two directors in the news today. One, Steven Spielberg. There is a new documentary, another, coming out on Jaws. Have you seen the... I kept hearing about how great the Jaws 50th anniversary documentary was.
No.
And I never got...
I never saw it.
I guess you had to buy it, which, of course, I'm not going to do.
I think it's on... Is it on Peacock.
Well, I mean, okay.
Peacock has been pushing so they own Jaws. I mean, they've been doing everything Jaws this month.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I watched The Bear again last night.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Well... I watched it the night before, 6 episodes, and my wife was catching up, and I watched like 3 more again with her.
Mm.
So good. The Bear, if you're not watching on Hulu.
Not about a bear.
Not about a bear.
If you're not watching.
Not about a bear. You need it. New documentary airing tonight on Nat Geo called Jaws at 50, The Definitive Inside Story. Now that I'd like to record if I have Nat Geo. I have no idea if I do. But... Steven Spielberg says in it, and it's the first time he said this, he was so depressed during the shooting of the movie because it was taking so long and nothing was working. He would call his mother every day just for support and say, like, Mom, I can't do this. This is not going to be my career. And she had to talk him down and say, you've studied for this. You can do this. It's going to be okay. He said without his mother, he doesn't think he would have finished the movie. Is that the movie that had the most problems that turned out the best? Or Apocalypse Ooh. Now had a ton of problems, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, like one of the cast members, Sheen, had a heart attack during filming.
And they had like a hurricane went through or something while they were filming that. There, I guess there have been many, but, well, and you know, when Gene Hackman died, he told the story about how in the middle of Hoosiers, he was like, this is the end of my career, it's so bad. I mean, he thought it was awful. It turned out to be probably the role he's best known for, maybe. You know, the basketball coach in Hoosiers. Interestingly, in the movie Hoosiers, there's a montage scene where Dennis Hopper is on the bench beside Gene Hackman. It's when they're getting good at basketball, you know, and they're really coming on. The player has, Jimmy Chitwood has joined the team. And there's a scene, I remember it well, where during the montage, Hopper just like bends over laughing. You can tell he's laughing. Mm. And Gene Hackman has whispered something in his ear. And later, Hackman was asked, years later, what did you whisper into Dennis Hopper's ear to make him laugh like that?
Was it Leroy Jenkins?
It was not. Leroy Jenkins.
Imagine
said,
that.
Oh, my God. What if Gene Hackman had said, let's go in and win this thing like Leroy Jenkins?
What? Come on, man.
No, apparently, during the montage thing, he leaned over and said, Hopper, I hope you've invested your money well, because neither one of us are ever going to work again after this turd of a movie comes out. And Hopper started laughing. They used it.
Yeah.
They used it in the movie. The other director that is in the news today is the Lord of the Rings director, Peter Jackson. That movie, they won tons of Academy Awards and made... You know, huge box office. He was a household name after those came out.
People love it, still love it.
I don't. I've never been a Lord of the Rings.
I never got into it either.
Yeah, not my thing.
His Peter Jackson's new thing now is to try to genetically engineer a bird that has been extinct since the year 1500.
1500.
1500. A large flightless bird called the giant moa. In fact, it was the largest species of bird ever known to exist, and he has spent $15 million of his own money giving it to Colossal Biosciences. They're the ones behind trying to revive the saber-toothed tiger.
Oh,
and the mastodon.
The woolly mammoth and the mastodon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And now he wants the giant moa because he said that would be really, really cool to have that back.
Okay.
He says, movies are my day job, but moa is my passion, and he wants that back. Are they ever going to actually do that? When we brought this up now 10 years ago, probably, Biggie said it would be an honor to be attacked and killed by a saber-toothed.
I've been waiting.
I know. If saber-toothed tigers or giant moas roam the earth again, what are we up to?
Yeah, I think the argument always is you can't just introduce them to the ecosystem.
Well, that's a Jurassic Park.
Right.
Fascinating factoid I saw yesterday, just speaking of animals in general.
Mm.
It said if you find a spider in your house, more than likely it was born in your house.
Really?
And if you save that spider and moved it outside thinking you're saving it, you'd be killing it. It doesn't know how to survive outdoors.
What? Are you kidding?
They're domesticated?
Yes.
Because they have a reliable or consistent source of food?
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if you see the spider come in, that's different. Mm-hmm. But If you find one, let's just say, in your bathroom, you're like, well, how'd you get here?
Yeah.
He was probably born indoors and has adapted to surviving in there. You take him outside, put him on a bush. He's like, what do I do?
Are you kidding me? That is a fantastic factoid.
Yeah.
Do you know how many spiders I have moved in a napkin out from my house?
You're killing them.
Over.
It's a death sentence.
You don't know it. They can't tell you.
Not only am I killing, I'm torturing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm making
slow death.
A slow, painful death.
You're sending him out. He's got no, it's like dropping me in the wilderness.
No skills whatsoever.
Zero skills whatsoever. Imagine like I just get plucked from indoors. Mm-hmm. They hit me over the head and I wake up and I'm just in the forest.
You can't survive
that. I just sit there.
It's going to be a slow, painful death. Just like
pray for a bear to come along and end it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, if there's an ant, I just kill it.
Yeah.
But a spider, we feel like, does good things by eating ants and so forth.
Yeah, but you put him out there. You know he's bullied by the other spiders.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, look, city boy. Where are you going with those fancy shoes? I'm sorry, I'm lost.
Has anybody here read Charlotte's Web?
Yeah.
They all say that.
Can you get me? Do you know how I get back indoors? Oh, we all want to be indoors.
Soft.
Yeah.
They're gone soft. I bet I've murdered 100 spiders in my...
Yeah.
In since I've been married.
Since.
My wife will never, ever let us kill a spider, but of course she doesn't want them in the house, so you take it in a napkin outside and release it.
You're free.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, what it's doing is...
It's like your car breaking down in the bad part of town.
You're exactly right.
Oh, God, what do I do?
Thing probably looks at a web and goes, I don't have any idea what that. They probably just avoids it.
Oh, God, I'm going to get trafficked.